Today will go down as one of the darker days for Pennsylvania's public university system. At 5 this morning, as planned, the union representing faculty at 14 state-run schools went on strike. This is unprecedented territory for the Commonwealth, and no one knows when the 107,000 students affected by the walkout will be back in class. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron visited one of the schools to survey the scene.
Westchester University sits on 390 well-manicured acres, about 45 minutes west of Philadelphia. On this morning, there were signs of normalcy, including maintenance of those manicured lawns. Westchester was officially open for business, and a few hardy students tried to attend their 8 a.m. classes. Junior Sydney Treeman arrived at her business writing seminar on time and flipped the lights on herself.
Usually there's about 25 to 30 kids in my class.
Today, the room was empty. Westchester told students to attend classes in case their professors crossed the picket line, but it seemed there were few cracks in union solidarity, and plenty of students left milling.
And I just hope they get a contract within the next few days, because there's been rumors about refunding the semester, and so far this has been my best semester, so I don't want to lose my grades.
No one really knows what will happen to the 107,000 students in the state's system of higher education. That's because a work stoppage of this magnitude is a first in the system's history. Could the strike drag on long enough to cancel the semester, delay graduations? It's all possible.
Contracts now!
Fair!
Contracts now!
Fair!
So, how did we get here? Faculty members have been without a contract since mid-2015. The sides have bickered over many issues, but two are front and center: healthcare and salaries. The state system says it's offering raises across the board and the same healthcare plan all other university employees have. The union says proposed changes in health contributions amount to millions in givebacks. Mark Rimple heads the union's Westchester chapter.
The system believes not in give and take in negotiations, but just in take. And so we're really in a situation where it's all givebacks. And at the moment, we're still, fighting for fairness.
The 14 schools in the state system are regional universities like Westchester, Cheney, Bloomsburg, and Kutztown. Penn State, Temple, and Pitt are not part of the coalition. Faculty strikes of this size aren't just rare in Pennsylvania. They're rare, period.
Very, very rare.
Richard Boris is recently retired, but for years he ran the Center for the Study of Collective Bargaining in Higher Education and the Professions at Hunter College. The severity of the situation in Pennsylvania may be notable, he says, but public systems around the country are facing major pressure. Just this year, in fact, New York and California nearly experienced major work stoppages of their own.
There's lava that is spewed from a very deep source. And the deep source is the 35 years of reduced spending on public universities and colleges.
And when state aid falls, schools don't have many options. They can hike tuition, or they can drive hard bargains with their staff. It's an unhappy choice, and today, it came with unhappy consequences. I'm Avi Wolfman-Aaron, WHYY News.